This is Cleo Lake, and you are listening to African AF, African as Future, harmonizing the voices of African heritage people in the UK, on the continent, and worldwide. Welcome to the first episode of African AF, African as Future. Coming up on today's episode, we catch up with one of the speakers at last week's now world famous Black Lives Matter protest. And we'll also hear from our Ghanaian correspondent, Aaron Ayi. Stay tuned. And so to our first ever guest on African AF. Last Sunday, Bristol made international history as 10,000 racial justice protesters took to the streets under the banner Black Lives Matter. During the protest, there were dramatic scenes as the statue of infamous enslaver Edward Colston was taken down. One of the speakers at the rally was a young man by the name of Delox.
My name is Devonte. I go by D-Lox. I'm a 22-year-old black Jamaican male, born and bred in Bristol. My dad's in Black Roots, Jabalani. He's been a part of quite a lot of the movements in the 60s and 70s in Bristol. And I think it's time for me to pick up the mantle and start doing my bit.
Excellent. So you've described yourself as a Jamaican black male who was born in Bristol.
Yeah, I lived it all of my life. I went to Birmingham for 2 years when I was 18 to study music business at Birmingham City University, where I graduated with a BA honours. And then I moved back here. A lot of my kind of upbringing was focused around being proud of my heritage and knowing kind of myself and what we've gone through as a people. From a young age, I was always kind of had quite a thirst for knowledge and kind of just knowing stuff. So I do quite a lot of my own research, watching videos and documentaries online from probably about 11, 10. But then as I kind of got more equipped with the outside world, talking with friends that are kind of look like me, I've noticed that I was the odd one out. So I was the only one that kind of had this knowledge or thought the way I thought. So I kind of went into myself and kind of suppressed that part of my being. And now is the time where it's a lot more in the forefront of everyone's mind. So I feel like it's the right time for me to come out of my shell and be who I feel like I'm supposed to be.
That's excellent. So you were really quite blessed to be able to have that grounding as a yes. child and that foundation. I'm presuming also in Rastafari.
Yes, definitely. Rasta is basically the teachings of basically just being proud and knowing your history, really. Just knowing yourself, knowing where you come from, and not basically being subjected to the European culture that's been forced onto us, which is only like a baby compared to our history. Back in the day, we didn't have religion. We were spiritual. We worshipped the sun, the moon, and the earth, because that is the Trinity and what life is. So the end goal, which would allow us to actually reach the end goal, which unfortunately I don't think would be in either of our lifetimes, is to understand where we come from and understand that obviously slavery is a part of history of the world, but it is not the only history.
So in terms of identity, and yeah. of course, we are African AF, so it is yeah. about celebrating and reclaiming who we are as African people.
100%.
And I think you make a very good point that it's everybody's history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're seeing movements now to, you know, change the curriculum and decolonize it and all the rest of it, which yeah. is not just for us or our children as African descendants, but it's for everyone to learn.
It's for the children of the world and people of the world to know, because the way it's kind of perceived now is that, yeah, Africans were sitting around doing nothing, waiting for the white man, and then the white man enslaved them, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what we don't learn is there was countless rebellions, bloody massacres of us fighting back for our freedom, because one day the white man didn't just get up and say, you know what, we're going to allow slavery. It took consistent fighting every single step of the way until it got to a certain point where it couldn't be ignored and it couldn't continue anymore. That's what we need to understand, that it took death, fighting and determination for us to become free. It was not given to us, because no one gives you, you're born free, your freedom is there. No one gives you freedom. So if someone takes it from you, you take it back. If someone can't give you freedom, then if they take it away, they can't give it back to you. So you need to make sure you take back your freedom, because whatever can be given to you can be taken back again. And essentially it all goes back down to just knowing the world's history, which is Black people's history.
That was a brand new track by Da Future Man entitled How Many More, George Floyd. Before we go over to our second part of the interview with D-Lox, let's hear from our Ghanaian correspondent, Aaron Ayi.
All right, so you're still listening to the African AF podcast, and I go by the name Aaron Ayinum Twice the Eyes, and Nice Size now happen to be the official host of Rhythm Sound Represent GH1 GH1 TV. That's a local TV channel right here in Ghana. And then again, I also happen to be the Ghanaian correspondent for the African AF podcast. And right here on this segment, I'm going to be feeding you with a lot, trending stuff happening right here in Ghana. I bet you don't want to miss this. In our first trending topic for today, the Vodafone Ghana Music Awards 2020, has been scheduled to take place in August. Now, the CEO of Chatterhouse, that's the event organizers of the Vodafone Ghana Music Awards, Theresa Ayoade, has indicated that the 2020 Vodafone Ghana Music Awards is scheduled to take place somewhere in August. Now, she said that the decision follows the president's move to ease some of the restrictions put in place to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, she said that her team is re-strategizing to offer utmost entertainment to viewers in August, despite the potential challenges. The challenges of putting together logistics and not being sure of expected revenue is a real issue. And according to Theresa, in normal times, the event is able to sell up to 4,000 tickets. She further stated that as organizers, Chatterhouse was looking forward to using the digital space and new guidelines for events put forth by the Tourism Ministry. She also said that instead of having a virtual concert just like, other event organizers, the 2020 VGMAs will have live audience with strict adherence to social distancing and health protocols. But for Ghanaians and artists or audiences, who are stuck outside the country, preparations are underway for a live stream. So you're still listening to the African AF podcast, and I happen to be Aaron Ayi, now the official host of Rhythms 100% GH on GH1 TV, as a local TV station in Ghana, and then also happen to be the Ghanaian correspondent for the African AF podcast. Now I'm super happy, you know, to be on this joint because I get to share with you all the trending stuff happening right here in Ghana. Stay tuned. Moving on, some Ghanaians have shared their sentiment on the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture organizing a memorial for the late George Floyd. And many amongst them are Shatawale's manager, Bulldog, who described the action as silly and childish. Also, musician A-Plus has damned the government for the act because, according to him, many Ghanaians have fallen through similar instances and then had nothing done for them. However, rapper Captain Planet of 4X4 fame begs to differ. He says that there's nothing wrong with the George Floyd Memorial service organized by the Ministry of Tourism because he thinks that all blacks are one people and so there's nothing wrong with it. However, there's this actress called Ifeah Odo who lamented on Twitter saying that fix your country first before you invite any outsiders. You're still listening to the African AF podcast, and I go by name around Ayi, and I'm twice the eyes, and nice as eyes. Now, in my penultimate story, Patapa, who is the one corner hit maker, is not happy with Kwame Eugene, who's also doubles to be one of the biggest musicians we have right here in Ghana. Now, they both have bad blood because Patapa labeled his colleague musician as a braggart who is very disrespectful. Now, he quizzed, is he rich? Has he built his own house? How can you go on TV and say that Patapa is making noise with his music? Is it fair? According to Patapa, hitting the limelight with any song is the blessing of God and nobody else. And then to my last trending story on this episode, the comparison between two of Lynx Entertainment's finest artists, Killy and Kwame Eugene, has always sparked debates among their followers and Ghanaians at large. The debate ranges from the number of hit songs to the sense of fashion to the looks and then what have you. However, Killy has expressed worry over the development and asked Ghanaians to stop pitching him against Kwame Eugene as it is unhealthy and can bring about any unnecessary beef. He says, we should all recognize that everybody is doing the little they can to support and push Ghana. So we shouldn't try to put one person against the other by saying that this person is better than the other person. Everyone is trying to do their own thing. That's how we start, and fights will start happening. Let's just enjoy the talent, enjoy the music, let's enjoy ourselves.
This is Cleo Lake, and you are listening to African AF, African as Future, harmonizing the voices of African heritage people in the UK, on the continent, and worldwide.
So let's touch upon Sunday.
Yeah.
That's just gone. Wow, it's not even a week yet.
I know.
And I bet it's been a pretty hectic week for yourself.
Yeah, man, I've been busy basically every single day, man.
So how far in advance did you know that you would attend the Black Lives Matter protest?
I probably decided to go like 5 days before it started. It was on, was the day.
Did you think that you would end up being a speaker?
I went with the intention to spread my message to anyone that would listen. I didn't ever think that I would be able to stand in front of 5,000+ people in Castle Park and say what I've had to say. Like, I didn't expect that. I thought maybe I might have just walked down, seen two or three people and noticed they were kind of on the same vibrational mental state as me, and then kind of just make links like that. I didn't think I'd be able to just send my message out to everybody and potentially the whole world and Bristol.
And you've had amazing feedback from the speech that you gave. Did you script it? Did you premeditate a lot of it, or was it kind of more kind of free flowing?
It was a lot of. I didn't really script it. It was a lot of the combination of the other two. So I kind of had my plan of like what I feel like needs to start for change to happen, like the first kind of basic plans of like what essentially how we can tackle the big giant, and it's by starting small. I basically just had a basic idea of what I wanted, and then on the day, I just spoke my spirit. I just went with the flow. I just said what I felt I had to say.
Defeated him, and that was the fall of Africa. Yeah. And I'm telling you, Ethiopia was the only place that was not taken over. But let me get back to my point. Racism was planned. It was organized, and it was executed with precision. So now we need to plan, be organized, and execute with precision, just like they did. Agenda, and I tell you again, peace is the way forward, but in the face of violence, I will not respond. Touching on what some of my other brothers and sisters have spoken about today, which is unity, go back to Africa, that is rooted in Garveyism, and we need to educate ourselves on that. The first step is education, but it's not the last.
To move forward now, so it's really the mentality and the mindset of us as people. This goes for the white community, the Asian community, and the human community as like a whole, of like our mentality. So we know what's going on, we know history, but we need to know everything. And for Black people especially, they need to know everything. So they need to know that we were kings and queens and we ruled the land. And we essentially education to the world, which then ended up being our downfall. So if we go back onto the topic of identity and like steps to move forward, a good place for us to start with like kind of understanding our mentality to have moving forward is by looking at the great Marcus Messiah Garvey. He was and still is the father of modern Black nationalism and Pan-Africanism.
Black men of Carthage, Black men of Ethiopia, of Timbuktu, of Alexandria, gave the light of civilization to this world. Ethiopians shall stretch forth our hands unto God, and princes shall come out of Egypt. Because classes, nations, races have been quite quiet for over four centuries. Who was merely born abuse, insult, humiliation, whose forbearance can only be compared to the prophet Job, has likewise lifted his bowed head and raised it up to God's skies and cried out, I am a man, and demand a man's chance and a man's treatment in this world. But I shall teach the Black man, to see beauty in his own kind and stop bleating his skin and otherwise looking like what he's not. In the days of slavery, race mixture, miscegenation had occurred because the African woman had no protection from the slave master. Therefore, there is no need today for Black people to themselves freely continue a practice that smacks so much of slavery.
And what we need to get back to standing for, having as one of our core values as Black people, is self-determination, self-reliance, and independence in all things. So that goes to education, economic stability, feeding yourself, clothing yourself, and sheltering yourself. We need to have our own self-sustaining community as well and not be ashamed of doing so. That doesn't mean that we can't open up our doors and our products or our whatever we're selling or giving out to the world to other communities. But what it essentially needs to be is unapologetically African. So anything done for Black people must be done by Black people. And the other communities that understand the history of the world need to understand their part to play is not the same as our part to play. So whatever we need to do is what we need to do, which is build our community. What they need to do is, because their people are the power that be, so they need to tackle taking that down and making it more fair for basically everyone.
So you mentioned things like land sovereignty and food sovereignty, really.
Any community needs to be able to feed themselves and home themselves. That essentially is how you live. That is what any kind of civilization, whenever it started, everyone's always a farmer. Until there's enough food to feed everybody, then that's when they start to go on to educate, being scholars, looking at the world, like outside of the world, like astrophysics and all of those other things. But the first essential part of being alive is having to eat. So we need to be able to feed ourselves and not have to rely on these genetically modified foods that attack the melanin in our skin and our body to kill us and make us ill.
Absolutely. And I think we all know with our spending power, a lot of our community have become huge consumers.
100%. Yeah. And that's exactly what it comes back to self-reliance and self-sufficiency and determination, because all that spending power, if we kept that in our community, you would see how much we would flourish. If you understand the reality, not the fallacy, the supplement or whatever thing you think it life is, if you look at the stone cold facts of history and the world, then you would understand what your purpose is. And it's for the betterment of ourselves, which in turn will be the betterment for the world. So once we kind of get our mentality straight and we stand together and we understand that we are black, we're for black, and we are supporting each other, then these small little disagreements or whatever will be insignificant and we will be unstoppable.
Brilliant. Well, it's been really good talking to you, and I look forward to the meetings and the organising and the moving forward that we have to do. We have to be thankful for the life that we have and live it, but we need to know that the struggle continues and it will continue, but one day we will get there. I'm going to finish with playing one of your tracks that you've sent over called Shooting Star. Is there anything you want to tell us about the track?
Yeah, well, it says for yourself, like, well, I guess we're all shooting stars, aren't we? We come from the stars, we're on this planet now. And yeah, basically head for the stars, shoot for the stars. And yeah.
Put it in a garden start.
Tom makes beats. Yeah, D-Lux D. Yeah, murky tracksuit, Ralphie slides. Black man, brown skin, I'm gon' ride. I need a fortune, I'm gon' find it. Who's that rapping? It's me, rewind it. Thing for dark skins, love my lighties. She's a cutie, she might be wifey. Said she's riding, give her my car keys. Staying low from the nananis. Put it in the card and start. 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 I'm shining like a shooting star. Shining like a shooting star. Don't know who you think you are. Bad man, don't talk them war. I went away for a minute, they thought I went missing. But I went and charged up, super like saying, watch what you say, cause it comes into fruition. While you're watching, I just infiltrated your position. I'm different, I'm an anonymy. Ain't glowed yet, but it's to be hollering. Don't act a fool, I take lead, they are following. Fake, I remind them of who they wanna be. I put it in the car, let's begin. These man, them are trash, get the bin. You're like a fish with no fin. I'm like a shark, I'm the king. Hop out the whip, that's the end. I can't trust a friend of a friend. The man them got real, they pretend. His brethren got rid on again. Put it in the card and start. 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 I'm shining like a shooting star. Shining like a shooting star. Don't know who you think you are. Bad man, don't talk them war. Man, I'm shutting it down. Big back, she's broken it out. Get bud, I'm moving the sound. Cause I need to get pounds. Money in my pocket, money in my bank, eh. Money in my hand, buy a Louis bag, eh. They said she got my soul, I don't want it back, no. Full whip, mixed skin, dripping like a tap. Put it in the card and start. 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 I'm shining like a shooting star. Shining like a shooting star. Don't know who you think you are. Bad man, don't talk them war.